This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. For that, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Gratitude, all directed your way for locking those radios in right where they are, right at this very moment, or smartphones, or however you're listening. We do appreciate it. I want to make sure you know that. Very sincere about that. We are cranking up another busy program today of What's On Your Mind. James Comey, the FBI director, is testifying before the Oversight Committee in the House, chaired by Jason Chaffetz. And that is beginning right now. We'll bring you some excerpts as that goes throughout the day. Wouldn't mind bringing you his opening statement. We may have the timing about set for that, which should come pretty quick here. You know how it is with members of Congress. They want to talk first. So he's there, but I don't want to use lectured to because that's a little harsh, but the Oversight Committee is sort of laying the case. And here's what's going to happen, as Congressman Kevin Cramer told us yesterday. The Republicans are going to be very harsh, as I believe they should be, and as is warranted in this particular case. And by the way, why is Congress even there if we don't have oversight? The Democrats are going to be, this is a witch hunt, this is partisan, there's no there, forget about it. So, I could do without the dog and pony show from members of Congress on either side and just, hey, James Comey, FBI director, defend this. How do you defend this? Ask the questions that, folks like Shar from Minot was asking yesterday. How can I trust government anymore when this is what you do? Quick shout out to Shar, by the way. Todd, you and I have done a lot of talk radio. In our day.
Yes.
A couple of dinosaurs in this game. Todd, the radio god Mitchell here, ladies and gentlemen. Dustin is producing today. The Ravate is off on vacation. Manny is manning the phones. Manny, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Manny, you've been behind that board for many a talk radio program. Todd, you've been a part of many. I started doing talk radio in 1992. I've been on the radio since I was 12, taking many calls over these many decades, 30, 40 years. Shar was top five ever, of just that interaction where the hair on the back of your neck stands up because you're saying, she's speaking for me. This is great. And we'll play an extra to that today on the program because I think that's the kind of conversations we need to have, even when they're uncomfortable, with friends and family and coworkers, to say, do you trust the government? Do you trust this? What do you know about what Hillary Clinton did? Just inform yourself a little bit. Don't be a low-information voter, people. Engage on these issues. Shar from Minot is not a low-information voter. She is speaking for so many of us who say, how do you trust our government? I'm sad. I'm just sad.
She nailed it.
Oh, it was unbelievable. It was really, really good. So thank you to Shar. We'll keep tabs on that today. What else are we going to do? Drew Wrigley, the former U.S. attorney for North Dakota, now the lieutenant governor, worked closely with James Comey, who's now the FBI director, when they were both in the Justice Department together before Director Comey was the FBI director. And so I asked Drew to come on and just say, okay, tell us what we don't know that we wouldn't know because we're not the FBI director. We're not in the middle of an investigation deciding to charge or not charge. And then try and explain to me how this isn't special treatment, how this isn't Hillary Clinton above the law. So we're going to do that. He also said some interesting things about Dean Brashani, the president of NDSU, in his remarks yesterday before a chamber gathering in It was actually in Moorhead yesterday morning. I'm going to ask him to repeat some of those. Next hour, we're going to have a little bit of fun. You might have seen this story because it's pretty much gone viral. Adele is playing a series of concerts. Is she done now? She did two nights or three nights or how many nights? I don't recall if it's over or if it's still going, but it's Garth Brooks-like. It's like this event that everybody's talking about. It was down in the Twin Cities. Adele is a singer. She's not your aunt. I'm not talking about your aunt. I'm talking about a singer.
Adele. We're not talking about a computer.
Doesn't Adele sound like an aunt name? It sounds like, you know.
I think back to those commercials on TV, dude, you're getting Adele. You know.
My aunt Adele. Anyway, no, you're right. It's not Adele as the computer. It's not your aunt Adele. It is Adele the singer. You might have heard of this song. Ted, you have one of the famous songs of Adele ready, right?
Let me know when it's ready, and it'll
help people understand who we're talking about here. So this family from Fargo, their name is the Kennys, a mom and dad, and three grown children and one still in school. And this is Adele. What's her? Hello is the famous one. Do you have Hello there? I like this one myself. Yeah, see, this is Adele, if you're not. You know you've heard this song, because this song is, like, huge. This is the Adele we're talking about right here. Listen closely.
Hello. Hello. It's me.
So she's kind of a big deal, as they say. And a lot of people flying to these concerts. Anyway, this Fargo family goes. Three of them are like in the seventh row. Three of them are like back in the 30th row. And I understand most people stand for the concert, which I'm a fuddy-duddy. I don't go to a concert to stand. You know, maybe a song or two, but not the whole concert. And they evidently, that's what they do. They stand. And so they're dancing and everything else. And three of the oldest kids are up front. She sees them. She says, get up here. Come on stage. Come on up here with me. All right. I have a Facebook post of it, or I think I tweeted it out last night when I saw it, the video, because it's everywhere. And then when they get up on stage, they find out, hey, our mom and dad and our little brother are away in the back of back in the 30th row. She said, bring them up here, too. And they have this delightful conversation, and it was a hoot. If you like Adele, you'll like this story. If you don't like Adele and you have no clue who she is, it's still a neat story about, for one, who, as a family, goes to concerts anymore? Think of that. I mean, I like the idea that as a mom and a dad that are probably, you know, 50-something, all the way down to a son who's 13, says, let's do this. Four kids, two parents, let's go to, you can go to the concert and not be offended. You can actually not have your ears peeled back and good old family entertainment. So
you might take a kid to a concert, but it's for them, not for you. But in the case of Adele, it's for both, and everybody can enjoy.
It's fabulous. Anyway, Will Kenny, who just graduated from Fargo Shanley and is headed for Stanford, is a very nice family. Emmett Kenny, his wife Diane, their kids, John Kenny, who just graduated from law school, is headed to Washington, D.C. to work. Their daughter Sophie, I think she's doing some coaching. Their son Will, who's the senior that we're going to chat to, and Emmett. Emmett Jr., the youngest, had a great time at the concert. But we're going to talk to Will about the whole concert experience coming up today on the program. Thought we'd have a little fun in the middle of some troubling headlines. One other story I want to talk about that you may have heard about that happened last night in Minneapolis. It actually happened right by where the State Fair is. I think it might have been St. Paul. But
in the Roseville area.
Roseville, okay. Was it Roseville police that were in this incident, Manny?
I believe it was Falcon Heights Police.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I remember saying.
It's a suburban law enforcement agency. They interact with this man who's driving with his girlfriend and their young daughter. I think it was their young daughter. It's a heartbreaking story on many levels. Right now it's a he said, she said, because the girlfriend is saying the police officer gave the individual conflicting information. He had a concealed carry permit. He told the police officer he did. And the police officer said, just keep your hands where I can see them. According to the girlfriend, then later says, I need your ID. He reaches for the glove box And that's when they're yelling at each other and the individual is shot. The girlfriend at that point immediately takes her smartphone and gets on Facebook Live and starts chronicling this whole thing. And I can play you some of the audio. In fact, I'll play a clip of the audio depending on when Director Comey testifies here. We're going to get his opening statement at least. And it is so weird to me because you hear the officer in the back clearly distraught over what's happening, but explaining to the girlfriend why he did what he did. And she said, you told him to, you know, you get the ID. That's why he did this. And he's saying, no, I told him to keep his hands where I could see him. But she is talking like she's describing a tennis match that got a little heated. And he is talking about, you know, I mean, raw emotion on the officer. I don't know what happened. You don't know what happened. We can't know. Unfortunately, there weren't body cams. But I can't help but wonder what we do know. And that is that all this hateful rhetoric directed at police from the Black Lives Matter group and vice versa to them leads to, you know, the tension and the hair trigger situation we're seeing play out here. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
For 30 years, the NDFA has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. While the entertainment industry, mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, education, churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Stark Weather in Adamus, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Piper's.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
If you're not hip like me,
is a stranger.
You might not know that that's Adele. That is. And Adele,
so now you're saying you're hip.
No, I'm not hip. You see, because I know now that it is Adele. Yeah, no, I'm saying I'm not hip. I'm not. My kids had to tell me
if you're
Adele
not hip like me,
deal.
sounds like you're hip. What you meant to say is if you're unhip like me.
I actually had a whole analysis of the lyrics of Adele for my kids one day, and they're like, can't you just listen to a song and enjoy it, not try and figure out what it means? And like, but I can't. I'm always
it's a
like,
good point.
Yeah. It's like, they're like, stop, Dad. Just stop.
Plus, like, it's Adele. It's not like in the 80s where they backmasked lyrics and you spun it backwards and got secret messages.
They're
stuff.
The ones who played
Adele.
The song over and over and over again. All right, I'm going to go live to James Comey in a minute, the FBI director, for his opening statement, because we'll get the gist of what he's going to say there. And obviously watch all of this, read the transcript and analyze it for you. Before we do, Manny, our engineer here on the program, is my go-to guy on these racial tensions that are happening. Mostly because he's just got a good take on it, and he happens to be an African-American as well. But, Manny, what is your first blush reaction to this deal?
Well, it was like what I was telling you guys during the break. I'm just tired of this. I'm just tired of this stuff happening. I mean, it's, you know, you get, I mean, 2 days ago, you have the thing in Baton Rouge happen, and then you have this happen last night, and it's just, there needs to be some form of, regardless of whatever side that you're on, there needs to be some sort of communication between the communities that are being affected by this and the law enforcement.
Yeah, well, so it's like there a cooling off period to say, you know what, just
there
stop.
Needs, well, and it's not even that. There needs to be some sort of communication between both sides, because right now you have an issue of trust. From both sides, you have a really bad issue with you have trust issues right now.
Yeah, you're making a good point. There needs to be a relationship built here.
Yeah, because my
point is you can't start that after something like this, right? That's where I talk about a cooling off period. But I think your point is the communication comes from a relationship where you got to say, I might not agree with you every time, but I'm going to at least trust that you're telling me is the straight scoop, and vice versa the other way, right?
Yeah, I mean, you have the communities that are being affected by this. Right now, they don't trust law enforcement, and regardless of the circumstances of each individual incident, the basis is that now you have citizens that don't trust law enforcement, and now you also have situations where you have law enforcement, like the situation last night. We don't know what happened, but basically, what it sounds like is the man was reaching for something out of the glove box, and the officer automatically assumed he was reaching for a weapon and opened fire and shot him.
Right,
so you have a trust issue. You have a trust issue there too. So there needs to be some sort of communication between both sides, law enforcement and the citizens, so that there can be some form of trust built, because right now there isn't any, and that's why these sort of things continue to happen.
I'm going to put this in the context of the presidential election for a quick second here, and then we'll go to Comey here. I always say his name wrong. Donald Trump did a big rally in Ohio last night. And every one of these rallies, there are, you know, and again, I don't like hyphenated anything. Manny, to me, is an American, right? And a good guy. And I don't see him as black, white, blue, yellow. I don't. It's in my DNA not to. Obviously, I just, you know, mentioned to you that he's African American because I want to hear the perspective of someone that, you know, is in the middle of this racial tension right now that is real, that exists. So I'm doing that for the sake of the radio audience, but I don't see him that way. But I am amazed at people that you know, they hold up these signs. Hispanics that love Trump, right? African-Americans that love Trump. You know, all these different groups of people. And Trump feeds off of it, okay? And he said something last night pretty profound. You know, he didn't, I'm going to paraphrase, but he basically said, hey, I love you. I love you. You know, I love all of you. But my job in this race is to get people who don't love me to love me. And you may think that sounds a little corny, and it does if you're not looking at it from the right perspective. It's true. And that goes to Manny's point. There needs to be a relationship. You know, if Donald Trump could sit down with a bunch of people that are from Black Lives Matter who are furious, spitting nails mad, and get them to believe that he'll actually listen to them and understand where they're coming from, okay, a relationship can be built. You know, there are so many fissures that are happening in this country right now. It's unbelievable. So I'm with you, man. I think you're spot on. We have some breaking news we need to get through here. James Comey is about to testify before a committee in the House, led by Jason Chaffetz. Let's see what he says to begin this, to give us a little sense of where this is going to go.
I am proud to be here today representing the people of the FBI, who did this investigation as they do all their work in a competent, honest, and independent way. I believe this investigation was conducted consistent with the highest traditions of the FBI. Our folks did it in an apolitical and professional way, including our recommendation as to the appropriate resolution of this case. As I said in my statement on Tuesday, I expected there would be significant public debate about this recommendation, and I'm a big fan of transparency, so I welcome the conversation we're going to have here today. And I do think a whole lot of folks have questions about, so why did we reach the conclusion we did, and what was our thinking? And I hope very much to get an opportunity to address that and to explain it. And I hope at the end of the day, people can disagree, can agree, but they will at least understand that the decision was made and the recommendation was made the way you would want it to be, by people who didn't give a hoot about politics, but who cared about what are the facts, what is the law, and how have similar people, all people, been treated in the past. Maybe I could just say a few words at the beginning that would help frame how we think about this. There are two things that matter in a criminal investigation of a subject. What did the person do? And when they did that thing, what were they thinking? When you look at the 100 years plus of the Justice Department's investigation and prosecution of the mishandling of classified information, those two questions are obviously present. What did the person do? Did they mishandle classified information? And when they did it, did they know they were doing something that was unlawful? That has been the characteristic of every charged criminal case involving the mishandling of classified information. I'm happy to go through the cases in particular. In our system of law, there's a thing called mens rea. It's important to know what you did, but when you did it, this Latin phrase mens rea means, what were you thinking? And we don't want to put people in jail unless we prove that they knew they were doing something they shouldn't do. That is the characteristic of all the prosecutions involving mishandling of classified information. There is a statute that was passed in 1917 that on its face makes it a crime, a felony, for someone to engage in gross negligence. So that would appear to say, well, maybe in that circumstance, you don't need to prove they knew they were doing something that was unlawful. Maybe it's enough to prove that they were just really, really careless, beyond a reasonable doubt. At the time Congress passed that statute in 1917, there was a lot of concern in the House and the Senate about whether that was going to violate the American tradition of requiring that before you're going to lock somebody up, you prove they knew they were doing something wrong. And so there's a lot of concern about it. The statute was passed. As best I can tell, the Department of Justice has used it once in the 99 years since, reflecting that same concern. I know from 30 years with the Department of Justice, they have grave concerns about whether it's appropriate to prosecute somebody for gross negligence.
All right, we'll pick up more of this on the other side of the break. Drew Wrigley joins us too, former U.S. attorney. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550. And tell us, what's on your mind?
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Every day, 52 people die from prescription opioid overdoses. This Safety Minute features NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont with simple tips to help keep you and your family safe.
Unintentional poisonings, they are now the leading cause of unintentional injuries in the U.S. And poisoning deaths have passed even motor vehicle deaths in people 25 to 64. So you've got to make sure you store those medications safely, whether it's someplace in your bathroom in a locked cabinet, something that is accessible only by the people that you want it to be accessible by. These seem, again, like common sense. Don't mix prescriptions with alcohol. You know, it's every single bottle you pick up, it talks about that. And then driving, that's another thing. Don't get behind a wheel if you're on any medications or surely know how they're going to affect you, and talk to your doctors. You know, ask about other alternatives to these painkillers because they are so addictive, and that's why this epidemic is happening.
For more safety tips and downloadable resources, go to ndsc.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This was all you, none of it me. You put your hands on my body and told me.
We're back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thursday edition of the program brought to you by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Online at secureenergyfuture.org. That's their website. It's a resource is what it is. Understanding affordable energy as well as reliable energy and what that means to you and your job. Think about that. And if there's not reliable energy, maybe the company that you're working for says, I have to go somewhere else. We don't have reliable energy here. You don't have affordable energy here. Cost of electricity means if it goes up, the cost of everything goes up. These are all things you can learn at secureenergyfuture.org, one of our fine sponsors of the program today. What's on your mind? All right, just going to finish the last bit of the opening statement of James Comey here. We're going to talk with U.S. Attorney, former U.S. Attorney Drew Wrigley, who spent some time working with Director Comey. We asked him to come on and give us his insight on what's going on because so many of us are just wondering what in the world is going on here. But I'll just pick up the remaining part of the comments from Director Comey as he just begins his opening comments here on that What's On Your Mind.
They've done it once that I know of in a case involving espionage. And so when I look at the facts we gathered here, as I said, I see evidence of great carelessness, but I do not see evidence that is sufficient to establish that Secretary Clinton or those with whom she was corresponding both talked about classified information on email and knew when they did it, they were doing something that was against the law. Right? So given that assessment of the facts, my understanding of the law, my conclusion was and remains, no reasonable prosecutor would bring this case.
All right. Now, you're going to hear more about that in the coming days. There'll obviously be questioning from members of Congress, and you could tell from the opening comments. The Oversight Committee, Jason Chaffetz, the chair, is going to hammer away chapter and verse and pick apart every bit of that statement. And Elijah Cummings, the Democratic ranking member, is going to say Hillary Clinton is Lily White, and this is nothing but a witch hunt by a bunch of evil Republicans who don't want her to win the election. Where's the truth? For that, we turn to our guest, the U.S. Attorney. I keep saying the U.S. Attorney. I want your old label here. The former U.S. Attorney of North Dakota, our current Lieutenant Governor, Drew Wrigley. Welcome to What's On Your Mind. Nice to have you back, Drew. How are you?
Thanks, Scott. I'm doing well. Those were the days. I was so honored to serve those 8 years as the U.S. Attorney here in North Dakota and appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk to you about a pretty interesting topic here.
Absolutely. I want to play a snippet of a call we had yesterday from a listener in Minot. Her name is Shar. And I think the reason the topic we're talking about here today is important is because of exactly what Shar had to say. Listen to this and let's talk about it. Shar, tell our audience again why you are sad today.
Well, I'm sad because
I just, you know, lost faith in another one of our government institutions. And I never wanted to be one of those cynical people who thought, oh, they all got something on one another and it's all crooked. I never went in that direction. I really believed in our people. And now, you know, the FBI meets with Hillary on Saturday of the 4th of July. Bill Clinton, Loretta Lynch accidentally meet. The president gets on that plane. He knew very well what the results of that FBI investigation was, or he would have never got on the plane with her. How stupid do they think we are? I'm just sad about the whole thing.
We'll leave it there. She just said, and I think she speaks for a lot of people, that see institutions of government being used for political tools. I mean, are we right to be this cynical about what we're seeing play out here by law enforcement interacting with this Hillary Clinton investigation?
Well, start off by saying you can sure feel the pain actually in your listener's voice there as she sets out her feelings in the wake of, you know, watching this decision. But it's a lot of things, Scott, and I don't, it's not as though I was in the middle of that investigation walking through the steps with them, or that any of us at this point is privy to what all the information in the investigation was. I guess why I agreed to come on your show was to talk about an individual who is a kind of a unique person in the recent history of the United States in a lot of ways. And he made a judgment, I think, and did it in a way that I think we should at least take note of. Now, what people have to understand is when it comes to independence, well, for one thing, Jim Comey is a very independent figure. Jim and I worked together when he was the U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York at the same time period that I was the U.S. attorney here in North Dakota for the first couple of years. And then after that, he was elevated to be the Deputy Attorney General of the United States, the number two in command at the Justice Department. That's who all the U.S. attorneys sort of direct. We report directly to the Attorney General of the United States, but through the Deputy AG. So I worked closely with Jim on a number of matters, including even the Rodriguez case, which, by the way, started 10 years ago today. And he and I had kind of a history on that case as well that I just gained even further respect for him. He's a very independent-minded person. There is a well-known public story about Jim's service about a time when the White House's pressure was being applied about how the Justice Department should react to a wiretapping or to a phone provision in the federal law at the time, and I won't go into that, but it came out later on in Congress and all publicly aired, and you could see Jim's character under intense political scrutiny and pressure at a time in his life where his career and life, they weren't established, frankly, and his future was very much politically and professionally in question, and which is not the case today. But at that time, and he still made important judgments about things that that the public could gain great respect for and understand his independence. And now in this situation, I say all that as a background. Now Jim's in a situation where when he left the Justice Department, he went out and went to work for an enormous defense contractor as their, you know, a vice president of some kind and a general counsel. These are big paying jobs. His financial security for the remainder of his life really isn't in question. He'll always have economic opportunity. Politically, he's been appointed by the president to be the head of the FBI. That's a 10-year appointment. They can't fire the head of the FBI. He's in office for 10 years. It will go beyond this presidency and well into the next presidency. The fact is he's politically independent structurally. He's personally an independent person. And while I understand the pain in that listener's voice, I just want to say of this person, Jim Comey, who I know personally but also have been able to observe publicly, and it's been documented as he's gone through, this is an independent-minded person with no stake financially, politically, in making one decision or not. As people might imagine, this is a no-win situation for that man, and I think we should all have some empathy for that. This was a no-win situation, and the Jim Comey, who I've known now for a lot of years, just saw him again recently when he was in Williston. We didn't get a chance to talk that much, but I would say that you know, this person walked into that situation and announced the decisions himself, and is going to the Congress next week to answer questions. And I will tell you, that will be one of the more interesting congressional hearings you're going to see in a lot of years. I think it's going to be very interesting for the American public to tune in. So that's kind of a long diatribe, but I do want to establish for people that this is a person in whom they can have trust, whether they agree with him or not. they have reason structurally to believe in what he's doing as being independent because he doesn't have a financial or political stake in it. And then also, on the personal level, he's somebody in whom they can have trust. They may not agree, but understand he understands the detail of the investigation. And I'll talk about that a little bit if you like, too. But he doesn't just read the papers about it like the rest of us are subject to. He understands, you know, not only what they suspected, what appeared to be probable, and even what they came to believe as being the case, but he understands what is the actual evidence. What will the testimony be? What can I prove in court? Not even just the evidence that I gathered. What can I prove in a courtroom? And I made those decisions for 14 years, both as a U.S. attorney here in North Dakota, and then as an assistant district attorney in the Philadelphia DA's office for 5 years, one of the largest, busiest prosecutor's offices in the country. I'm very familiar with that process, and there are often times that your investigation bears out a lot of understanding, some of which cannot be put into evidence in the courtroom for a variety of reasons, and that may have been the case here as well.
Yeah, they're questioning her right, James Comey right now. One of the things Jason Chaffetz is asking is about the server, because he the comment you didn't hear earlier when he started was that he talked about what we do in these things is we recognize what did they do, those that are being investigated, and when they did it, did they know what they were doing was illegal? Was it wrong?
Yeah.
Right. Now I don't know how you can suggest that putting a server in your basement. Right, that is independent of the, in this case, the State Department's email system is kosher, right? There's so many pieces of this story, so give me a break.
Yeah.
It's very clear. You don't think that she knows exactly what she's doing?
Yeah, the political elements of it, and these are questions that Jim will have to answer, and I'm sure will next week. They'll be front and center. There are so many troubles.
Yeah, he's testifying right now as we speak. So.
Oh, it's right now. Okay. Don't mishear me. It's not as though I'm not troubled about this. I'm just saying at the end, I've been saying for months as people talk about this case as they have, I've just said, I'm just personally, I'm happy that someone like Jim Comey is in charge of that investigation. And I think that you saw what Jim's made of when, like I said, he acknowledged publicly his hands-on responsibility for that case. It wasn't other senior agents or other people. He was there, and he was, as I understood the press reports, he was going to be there personally when Secretary Clinton was interviewed. And then he walked out himself and conducts a press conference, which itself is not an ordinary course of events. You can just put these things on paper and move them along. But he went out there and he publicly owned his decision or his determination or his recommendation, and now is going before the Congress. I just think that has to be shown. There's a level of respect for the public there, a level of transparency to say, I'm going to go out there and answer these questions. And it isn't going to be pretty, probably, because he's got to explain things that are known only to him and the other investigators in a way that he can do so publicly, and that's not always easy.
I'd like Drew to answer your questions as well, not just mine. So dial us up on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline here at 800-228-0550. Earl, out in Perham, Minnesota, your question. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I got two quick points, Scott, that I'd like to bring in. I'd like to see somebody answer both. One on the shooting is what happened to non-lethal, such as a taser? And the other one is on Clinton. Why is nobody talking about her lying under oath and why she shouldn't be prosecuted for that? That's my two points. Thank you. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, interesting point. I don't know if you followed that closely, but she had said all along that she, she sent classified emails. They were classified after she sent them, right? And now we know, according to him, that they were in fact classified before she sent them.
Yeah, as I have understood that, when he says lying under oath, again, I'm certainly not on the show to defend Hillary Clinton. There's a long list of reasons I believe that she should not be the next president of the United States. So I'm not here to defend her. I'm really, taking a different approach here. But the thing is, lying under oath, she said these things. Those things weren't said, to my knowledge. She was saying that all along. The political narrative was she was saying that publicly. And it's extremely troubling. It's extremely misleading.
Yeah, good point. So in other words, she says it at a press conference different than what she said, and we don't know what she said right now under oath. Okay, hang tight. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
North Dakotans are protected from secondhand smoke in public places. But where you live can be putting you at risk. If you live in an apartment and your neighbor smokes, it can travel through ventilation systems and even walls, putting you at higher risk of heart disease, cancer, and stroke. If your building isn't completely smoke-free, neither you nor your loved ones are protected from the dangers of secondhand smoke. For help making your building smoke-free, visit smokefreehousingnd.com.
On the shores of Devil's Lake, Woodland Resort welcomes you to experience North Dakota hospitality. No matter the size of your group, we've got lodging to accommodate you and your budget. Overlooking Creole Bay, Woodland Resort is the only full-service resort on the lake, offering boat and pontoon rentals, a full bait shop, RV campground, full bar restaurant, and so much more. It's easy to see why your next adventure should be at Woodland Resort on Devil's Lake. Book now at woodlandresort.com. Woodland Resort, host of this year's AIM Walleye Fishing Tournament.
Business owners, listen up. I want to tell you about getting the most money for your business. Art Rosenberg's on the phone from Sunbelt Business Brokers. I'd imagine that one of the first questions you get from a business owner is, what's my business worth? Is that right?
That's correct. The sad part, majority of businesses are sold for the value of its fixtures and inventory.
So how does Sunbelt do it different?
Well, Sunbelt represents the owner and an ongoing entity that allows it to find its true value and reflect it in its sales price. We look at the market growth potential, a recurring revenue, the customer base, expansion of potential services, and the current management team, whether it'll stay or whether it's moving on.
How long does this process take, Art?
From 3 to 6 months on most cases, depending on our ability to get the information together from the seller and matching them up with a qualified buyer.
Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, just bringing me out the dark.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. I'm Scott Hinnon. Todd the Radio got Mitchell riding shotgun. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. We're talking to former U.S. Attorney Drew Wrigley, currently our lieutenant governor, a prosecutor himself. He's been in these roles before, so we're asking him about, you know, not only because he had a professional relationship with James Comey and knew him and worked alongside with him in the Justice Department in the Bush administration, but also just, you know, making these decisions and we see what we see, and we say, what in the world? How is this woman not charged? And so we're asking those questions. Later on the program, we're going to talk to Will Kenny. Will is a high school senior, just graduated, who, along with his entire family, mom, dad, and two brothers and a sister, ended up on stage with Adele down in the Twin Cities the other night. It's a video that's gone viral and been a lot of neat coverage about it, so we're going to talk about that. We have more coverage on the heartbreaking incident down in the Twin Cities. Happened last night. There were protests early this morning at the governor's mansion in St. Paul over at a man shot dead there by a law enforcement officer. And, of course, a lot of folks cranking up the protest machine, sadly. And this debate continues on that as well. Before we continue with Drew and take more of your calls, Trey Gowdy is asking a couple of questions of Director Comey. We got to hear this because they'll no doubt be good. Let's listen in on this.
Mention my face. It could have been a Judiciary Committee hearing. I was asked about it.
Yeah. We'll now recognize the gentleman from South Carolina, Mr. Gowdy, for 5 minutes.
Good morning, Director Comey. Secretary Clinton said she never sent or received any classified information over her private email. Was that true?
Our investigation found that there was classified information sent.
So it was not true?
Right. That's what I said.
Okay. Well, I'm looking for a little shorter answer, so you and I are not here quite as long. Secretary Clinton said there was nothing marked classified on her emails, either sent or received. Was that true?
That's not true. There were a small number of portion markings on, I think, three of the documents.
Secretary Clinton said, I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email. There is no classified material. Was that true?
There was classified material emailed.
Secretary Clinton said she used just one device. Was that true?
She used multiple devices during the 4 years of her term as Secretary of State.
Secretary Clinton said all work-related emails were returned to the State Department. Was that true?
No, we found work-related emails, thousands, that were not returned.
You get what's going on here? Oh, my gosh. This is unbelievable. Now, Drew, everybody listening is saying, put the woman in jail.
Yeah.
You know, critique that exchange for me.
Well, I would only say that, you know, there's two different tracks here, and they're both important. The one decision has to be made by a professional, and that's why I went into all this stuff discussing Jim and his background, but also structurally how he has no financial or political or professional stake in this at this point. He's making an independent judgment. But also, I think people should be proud he's standing up there owning his decision, but also he's not squirming away from what they're trying to establish here, is that there has been an incorrect, an inaccurate, a false public narrative described or detailed by Secretary Clinton. That's evident to everyone who's watching. And that's why I say, while Director Comey has reached it in his conclusion and his judgment, understanding the facts as he knows them from his investigation, has concluded that what was done was not legally actionable, it's very, very clear. I think that what has been done and what has been said and not said and misstated by Mrs. Clinton is actionable. It's politically actionable by every voter.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why this is political gold, right? I mean, it is. I don't mean to make light of a federal investigation, but my point is this woman has said one thing and done another, and now we know it because of the investigation, and there is the FBI director. So you're going to have people say, oh, she said this but did this, and they're not doing anything about it. I think it harms her politically big time. John and Minot, your take. You're next for Drew Wrigley. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the way I understand Director Comey to say that if I commit a crime and I don't know if it's a crime at the time I commit it, I should not be charged with a crime. I believe him and Loretta Lynch should both be impeached.
He did say that, Drew. He talked about specific to this investigation, and Hillary Clinton used the Latin phrase mens rea.
Yeah.
And said, you know, what we're doing here is to say, what did they do? What is the crime? And when they did it, did they know they were doing something wrong? So, but this caller saying,
yeah.
Hey, it's pretty obvious here. What do you say to that?
It's a very good question. And different crimes have different mens rea requirements. What is the mental state and what not? But now understand Jim is talking publicly and he's conveying to the public sort of what he believes is going on at the moment. He's not dissecting it analytically and legally. And so now Jim is a very keen legal mind. He understands the element of this and every offense. And I would assure people that he's not misread the statute and applied, because as I understand it, the statute doesn't have any requirement of that they knowingly did this. I mean, but where there's a recklessness, gross negligence standard, wherever it might be in a particular statute, it doesn't, by definition, then you don't don't have to be proven that you knew it. But I think what he's doing is commenting publicly and maybe just putting out some of the things that he feels after the investigation, being completely transparent. But his legal analysis would have to be different from that when it comes to whether to charge or not. But again,
I'm going to read his body language and say he is not a fan of Hillary Clinton. And he is going to be transparent and say everything that he believes, but that doesn't mean it met a legal threshold.
Yeah, he's a very straight-laced person on it. I mean, he's funny. He's a humorous, a jovial guy and easygoing, and people like him instantly. But he's also a very straight-laced person and committed to the enforcement of the laws of the United States. I think
what's amazing, he knows this case like, I mean, you're not
yeah.
seeing him. I'm seeing him. He is answering Trey Gowdy's questions without looking at any note.
So he
obviously knows this case backwards and forwards. Can you hang on for just a little bit longer, Drew?
Yeah, you bet.
After the break, we'll finish this. Don't go away.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flight classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.